Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the gospel lesson, the 15th chapter of Matthew, where again we hear this exchange between Jesus and the Canaanite woman. Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." This is God's word. Have you ever met a mother who would do anything to help her child? We meet a mom like that in today's gospel reading. Her daughter has a horrible problem. And this mother has an excellent idea about where to go for help. Now, a couple details about her. She was Canaanite. And Canaanites were ancient enemies of the Israelites. In other words, she is as far from being part of the in crowd as you could get. And yet, somewhere along the way, she's heard about this Jesus. She's heard enough to believe that he can help her daughter. What's more, she's heard enough that when she finally comes face to face with Jesus, she addresses him as Lord, Son of David. That means she is linking Jesus to the prophecies about the coming Messiah. In other words, she gets it. We don't know why, but she gets who Jesus is. She believes that he has the power to help her. She believes that Jesus is for everyone, even Canaanite women. But is he? At first, it's hard to tell. His disciples try to get rid of her. Her persistence is causing a commotion and making them feel uncomfortable. Besides, she's not part of their race. She's not part of their religion. But this mom keeps it up. She follows them around. She's making a scene. And she's making a scene for the sake of her daughter. And she's not letting go because she knows who Jesus is and what he can do. What she's heard about Jesus and what she knows deep down is that he is for everyone, including Canaanite women and their children. But is he really? The disciples wish that she would just go away. And after Jesus seems to ignore her for a while, this is what he says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." This is a decisive moment in the story, a moment at which many might have given up hope. But there's something propelling this mother forward, abandoning all pride. She throws herself to the ground and kneels before Jesus, pleading, "Lord, help me." And if I were writing this as a screenplay, this is the point at which the music would swell and a ray of light would cut through the clouds and Jesus would take this woman by the hand and make everything okay. But instead, Jesus says something completely shocking. He says, "It's not right to take the food meant for the children and throw it to the dogs." Now, the word Jesus uses for dogs here could be interpreted as puppies, but still. If Jesus were a pastor, and he said this to a church member, he'd be on a bunch of call lists the next day. If the Canaanite woman was easily offended, she'd have all the ammunition she needed right here to go into a full-scale rant. But did you see? She's not coming to Jesus with the attitude that he owes her anything. Look at what she says. She says to Jesus, "I would be happy with your scraps. The crumbs from your table, your leftovers, Jesus, that would be enough for me." Now, it's the disciples' turn to be shocked. As their teacher praises this woman for her great faith, and then grants her request, healing her daughter at once. And this whole exchange between the Canaanite woman and Jesus actually boomerangs back on the disciples. Without having to say a word to them directly, the message was sent, "Guys, I am for everyone." Even pestering Canaanite women. "I am for everyone who believes in me and what I can do." He's sending the message. It's not about gender. It's not about class. It's not about social status. It's not about race. It's about faith in me. That's it. Do you have it? It's all that matters. Do you see how applicable the message of Jesus is to us and to our nation at this moment in time? In making her request, the Canaanite woman focused on Jesus and not herself. And because she focused on Jesus, she remained persistent in her plea for help because she believed Jesus had the ability and the power to change things. She remained persistent. She kept on coming, even when it seemed to get her nowhere. And as we saw, Jesus did not respond to her cries immediately. And then when he did respond, it was discouraging at first. If you've been a Christian for any amount of time at all, then you know how it feels to pray and sense no immediate change in your situation. Or you know what it's like to pray for God's help and then have even more discouraging news come your way. When that happens, people give up. Or people get mad. I've seen that happen. I've been that person. But the Canaanite mother shows us another option. Simply put, that other option is to be faithfully stubborn. And do you understand what I mean when I say faithfully stubborn? Look at this woman one more time. She's heard what Jesus can do. She's heard what he's like. She'd be happy with any leftover help that he might be willing to provide, because it came from him. No disciple is going to get in her way. And when Jesus meets her with these verbal jabs, she passes the test. Why? Because she is faithfully stubborn. She won't let go of Jesus. Nothing will turn her away from the thought that he is for her. And in response, Jesus brings great blessing into her life. He gives what she asks, full healing of her daughter, and she already has everything that she needs, which is great faith in a great God. Let me encourage you today to be faithfully stubborn with God. Hold him to the promises that he's made to you. Appeal to him, not on the basis of who you are, but on the basis of who he is. Be persistent when there's only silence, or where there only is more bad news, because you know, you trust deep down, he is merciful and that his ways are mysterious and far beyond our figuring out. He knows all the pieces and how they fit together perfectly, and that is completely beyond us. Trust in the purpose of God. Don't let go of Jesus. Revisit and remember his cross and his agony and suffering and death, because there at the cross it is so clear. Jesus is for everyone, including you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, the responses of Jesus in this gospel lesson today are a bit mysterious to us. And yet it provided the opportunity to see stubborn faith in action in one of the most unlikely people in Scripture. Someone from outside the chosen people of God. That she believed in who Jesus was and what he could do. And she held him to his mercy and grace. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, teach us that same faith that looks beyond your outstretched hand to see your face, that looks beyond circumstances to who you are. Help us to know your heart and to believe, despite everything that we may be handling at this present moment, that you are fully, fundamentally, and finally for us in all things. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.